Right? For many of us as Christians, right, what does this new life in God look like? Well, for many of us, we're still thinking that this new life looks something like trying to escape from the grip of quicksand. Like it's something that's still holding us back, and we got to try and escape in our own strength and our own wisdom to get away from the old life. New life is just simply a struggle. That's not what the Bible says. The Bible says that your new life in Christ is not you're trying to escape from the grip of quicksand. Rather, your new life in Christ is God saving you and rescuing you and taking you straight up out of the pit of despair and darkness and sin and setting you upon the solid rock that is Christ. That's a brand new start. That's a whole new life. You're no longer struggling to get away from that which has been crucified on the cross. The old man, Paul would say, in other places has been crucified and is dead and is done away with. You have been set upon the solid rock of Christ. Your new life has a beginning and an origin there. Now, let me ask you, if that's true, then should we expect change? Yes. You can, as a Christian, expect change to occur. You should, as a Christian, expect change to begin to occur in your life. Now, the natural question that follows with, all right, if I can expect change, then the question becomes, how much? Because as Americans, we're always thinking in terms of quantity. Well, how much? Well, how much? Well, how much? Well, how much? And interestingly enough, I think Paul is not concerned here with how much. I don't think he's even concerned with quantity. I think that he's concerned with the quality of the change. What are we talking about? See, Paul says, how much change can you expect? We are changed by one degree. From one degree to the next. And again, that's not a lot. I mean, that'd be like saving up for $1 million one penny at a time. No, Lord Jesus, what I need is some large deposits of your sanctification within this heart of mine. I need you to change me large swaths at a time. Paul says, no, you don't understand. He changes you from one degree, but the one degree isn't a question of quantity. It's a question of quality. What kind of change are we describing here? Well, Paul would say in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17, therefore, if anyone, can you say anyone?
Anyone.
See, you are anyone. If anyone is in Christ, if anyone has been taken out of the pit of despair of sin, if anyone has turned to the Lord, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new, what, creation. And Paul says the old has passed away. And then he says, behold, the new has come. See, the word behold could mean, wow, the new has come. Why doesn't he use the word wow to describe the old as gone? Because Paul is not as concerned about the old as he is astounded by the new. But if we're honest, sometimes we're more infatuated and obsessed and perplexed with how we haven't changed, with how bad we still are. But you see, every time you focus and you zero in and you become obsessed on, I screwed up again. I sinned again. I failed again. No, you're failing to behold the wow of what God has done for you on the cross. You're failing to behold the wow of what God has done for you in the resurrection of Christ Jesus. He is not dead. He is alive. And Paul is absolutely blown away by the fact that the old man is crucified on the cross. But what astounds him more is that, behold, the new has come. The new life of God. The life of Christ dwelling within you. A new and a changed heart, beating, breathing, being in God, or God in man. You see, when you look at it that way, even one degree is monumental. It's no longer you who live. It's Christ who lives in you.